Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and crabbing and you name it. We talk about it if it's it has to do with getting critters or catching fish or eating them or, you know, conservation or management. We like to talk about all that stuff, you know, legislation, you name it. We got it all. So anyway, here we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We welcome your participation. You're running a show today. No guest, just you and me. And I'll try to scratch around and come up with some different things to talk about. But primarily, I'd like to talk with you today. Let's have a caller-driven show. What do you think? You're driving the bus. So, whatever you want to talk about, I'll talk about. It's long as we try to keep it to fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. So there you go. What happened this week? Well, this week was we were involved in the production of the fall issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which will be out early next week, and we're at the printers right now. And that was a long, involved production this time because we had a lot of advertisers that renewed with us during the fall. We had a lot of advertisers who changed their ads from spring and summer mode to fall mode, which is understandable. And since it's just basically two of us that do all that, I'm the guy on the road talking to the people and collecting the information for the advertising. And Donna Fisher, my creative director, is the person who creates 90% of the ads or more in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. She's been quite busy for the last couple weeks, and we were scrambling at the end for some copy to fill some spaces because we had some big spaces to fill. And we did okay. We finished it up. However, we were one day late in getting the early waterfowl seasons. We have a little preview in there, but we were one day late getting the actual press release. So we scrambled and did something else. So it's all good. It's all good. It's coming out. Like I said, next week it'll be starting to hit the starting to hit the advertisers that, you know, the sporting goods stores, the taxidermists, the meat processors and that type of thing that are advertisers, and we'll tell you where to get it and that type of thing. And it will also be available online. The summer issue's up there online now at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. So if you'd like to email us here during the course of the show, the email address is Ellis, my last name, at EllisOutdoors.com. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. EllisOutdoors.com is the blanket website for the radio show, and you can link to Maryland Hunting Quarterly and Maryland Loves Crabs from there, and I'll go from, and you can take it as you would. Oh, nice job there printing out. I'll tell you what, I'm not happy with the IT people right now at our Department of Natural Resources, in particular the Compass system. And I've talked to some dealers who are experiencing the same problems. And I know that some of you who've tried to get your hunting license at the big discount stores have had issues as well. The IT people require each clerk to have a password. Now, you imagine at a big box discounter walking in there 9 o'clock at night trying to get your hunting license, walking in there, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning. Who's working? And who's working in that department? You know, I understand it's one thing if they have one customer service spot and that type of thing, and, you know, a number of people have a password. But the service centers are saying that, you know, well, if there's a problem with the license, we want to be able to track it down to the clerk. Why? Why? It's not necessarily the clerk's problem, since you're having all these problems with the compass system. People have been turned down for getting their hunting license, and I'm sure their fishing license, because the clerk didn't have a password. So then they go to their local retail, which is, you know, the small guy, which is fine. People have gone online at home and have had problems and can't print their licenses or don't know how to get back into the system to print their license. So they go to the local retailer, and the local retailer says, well, I got your DNR ID, but did you do something at home with it? Yeah, but I couldn't get it to print. But you had your credit card. You paid for all this. Yeah, I know, but I can't get my license. Well, I got to tell you, I announced a couple weeks ago that the DNR Compass system was accepting licenses for the Bear Lottery. Now, in the past, you would go on the Bear Lottery website, you would put your information in, you'd have your credit card, you'd pay by credit card, your $15 application fee, you'd get a nice email that says, thank you for entering the Bear Lottery, and your number is whatever it was. And then the random lottery would select, you know, they'd select the numbers, and you would go down the list at the end of the, when the lottery drawing came out, you'd go down the list and see if your number was on there. And if it was, of course, you'd get another email, follow-up email. Well, okay. Now you go to the Compass system. So I went in yesterday, and I bought my hunting license, and I bought my adult full-season hunting license. I bought my muzzleloader stamp. I bought my federal duck stamp. Clicked on harvest record because you have to have that. I bought a bow stamp. I bought a migratory game bird and hip license. I bought an individual fur bear permit. And signed up for the bear lottery. So at the end of the transaction, you know, here's your transaction. Here's what you owe. What's your credit card and that type of thing? Here's your receipt. So I printed out my receipt. Everything that I had was printed on my receipt. Absolutely no problem. So I get my, I go to print my license. An error occurred. So I said, all right, an error occurred. So usually I'm waiting for an email to come in. Thank you for your recent purchase. Da-da-da-da-da. Use a compass system. I'm waiting for a thank you for entering the Bear Lottery. Your number is such and such and so and so. Please print this number. Nothing. Nothing. So I go back into the system, and it says, print your license. So I said, okay, well, at least I can get my hunting license and print that. So I printed out my license. So on my hunting license, I have an adult full-season hunting license, a muzzleloader stamp, a federal duck stamp, a harvest record, a bow stamp, a migratory game bird and hip permit. I have an individual fur bear permit, and then I have my non-tidal fishing license, my trout stamp, and my Bay and Coastal fishing license, all printed on my hunting license. So I called a local retailer. Yeah, we've been having trouble with that. What about the Bear Lottery application? Are you getting any receipts for that? Nope. Is it printing on their hunt license that they entered the Bear Lottery? Nope. Well, how do they know they're in? Don't know. So, we are working on that. We've already sent information to one of the folks I know in DNR. It's been forwarded to IP. Or whatever, IT, whatever they're called, information technology folks. Let's see if anything happens. Have you had issues with your hunting or fishing license? I know that many of you who listen are hunters and fishermen, so I want to hear your stories today if you've had an issue with your fishing or hunting license, wherever you got it. You don't have to name the store. Just tell me big box or local retailer, and if you've had any trouble, I'd like to hear it. Because that way, then we'll have a record. This show, this podcast of this show, anybody listening can hear it and go back and listen to your comments and calls and say, oh, well, maybe this guy had a problem. Maybe that guy had a problem. But definitely there is a glitch in the system right now. And I'm annoyed because how do you know what you got? You know, oh, yeah, you can go back in and you can go back in the Compass system and they've got a record of it, but no acknowledgement. I got an acknowledgement in the spring when I bought my fishing license. I got a prompt on two different emails to the bear lottery was coming up. So I just decided to do it all at one time. I'm not happy with a system that screws up, and especially when it messes with my hunting or fishing license. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 1-800-922-6680. So now I went in and tried to print for the show, tried to print the early waterfowl seasons. That announcement came out. The dove seasons and the early teal season and the early goose seasons. And that didn't print. Although you click the print button, supposed to print, didn't print. So I'm not real happy with all the IT folks right now within the department or without the department, whoever's handling all that right now. But that being said, the folks at Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry are coordinating the Doe Harvest Challenge. You may have heard the spot at the top of the hour. You'll hear it throughout the show. They have signed on to the Outdoors and Radio Show as what we call a presenting sponsor. We have room for two of those, and they're one. That means they've taken a six-month obligation to promote the Doe Harvest Challenge with the Outdoors and Radio Show here. So you'll be hearing that commercial a lot, talking to you about the Doe Harvest Challenge. And there are a number of things going on behind the scenes with that now to improve it. But as it stands, there are three regions in the state of Maryland. West, Central, and Eastern Shore, and that type of thing. And in each of those regions, there are a number of farmers and hunters feeding the hungry deer processors. And if you harvest a doe, and not an antlerless deer, not a button buck, a doe, a female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun, a doe, and want to donate it for the farmers and hunters feeding the hungry program, donate to hungry people, you take that to the local butcher shop. You sign up for the Doe Challenge, and in each region throughout the season, they're going to give away 10 $300 gift cards to Bass Pro Shop. And then at the end of the year, they're going to be giving away $500 gift cards to one lucky winner in each region. Now, I just got an email yesterday that program may be altered a little bit to include even more prizes. So we'll be giving you that information as we go along. Every season, every county, statewide, the Doe Challenge. So you'll be, if you're one of those people that takes a lot of does and wants to donate them, you're certainly welcome to do that. And our bag limits are certainly liberal enough that you can do so to help out Maryland's hungry and also help the farmers too. So right now, though, it's time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. And now Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish. He's swimming in Chesapeake Bay. He's worth $25,000 if you catch him between now and Labor Day. And he's got lots of imposters out there, too, and they're worth $500. So if you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, you call that number on the tag, you might just have captured a $25,000 prize. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater that tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
The Bone Collector himself, Michael Waddell, is coming to Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland for one appearance only on Monday, August 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. Along with Michael Waddell will be Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt on the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector bus tour. Don't miss this one and only August 12th appearance of Michael Waddell at Autumn Sky Outfitters, Harford County's largest archery, crossbow, waterfowl, kayak pro shop at 3404 Conowingo Road. That's Route 1 in Street. Call 410-836-3660 for more information. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold.
All right. Enough of that. Don't want to get me excited. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Hey, we need a call. Come on, folks. I don't know. Anyway, I need a call. Hello, is this on? We on the air there, buddy? All right. That's good. Hey, is anybody going to go with me tonight to the gun social and pig roast at the Maryland chapter of the QDMA event? Yep. They're welcoming walk-ins. If you'd like to go, we can sure use the support. It's going to be like this. They're going to roast a pig right there on site. We're going to pull pig. If you've ever been to a pig roast, man, I'll tell you what. I went to my first one about 30 years ago, and it is something else. You pull that pig, and you just make a big old sandwich, and, oh, it's so good. You put some barbecue sauce on there. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Good stuff. Well, that's going to be this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the VFW post, 467, in the pavilion outside. Now, it costs $25 to get in, but with your $25, I mean, that's for the whole deal. That's for the pulled pork and the drinks and the whole, potato salad and you name it. That's for a dinner, so to speak, per person, $25. But that also gives you a ticket to win 6 guns that are up for grabs tonight. And there's some nice guns, too. I know that there's a couple of semi-automatics. There's a pistol. There's a shotgun. There's a slug gun. So, you can go to the MarylandQDMA.com website if you want. But it's 6 guns and cash prizes, barbecue, sides, and beer, all for $25, and then 6 chances to win, or 1 ticket to win 1 of 6 guns. And that's from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the VFW, post 467, 519 Pool Road in Westminster. I'm going to be there. You can meet the whole Maryland Hunting Quarterly family, folks that are there. You can meet Donna, the creative director. You can meet Laura, the social media coordinator, and the families, and everybody will just have a great time, talk about deer hunting, and meet some good down-to-earth people there. So I invite you to join me, and they are accepting walk-ins, so you are certainly welcome to attend. And that's the Gun Social and Pig Roast tonight, 4 to 9 p.m., BFW Westminster, 519 Pool Road, not too hard to get to. So, all right, 410-922-6680. Ely, Minnesota, E-L-Y, Minnesota. This is an article by Carolyn Porter, and I think it is the Wall Street Journal. In the woods near Ely, Minnesota, on a recent afternoon, a black bear lumbered toward Sue Mansfield. The 62-year-old biologist didn't try to scare the bear or look for an escape route. Instead, she opened her hand and offered the bear some pecans. "It's me, bear," Ms. Mansfield said as the bear she calls June scarfed up the nuts. "Yeah, hi, it's me." Ms. Mansfield, treasurer of the Wildlife Research Institute, has developed a close relationship with the lean 170-pound bear since it received a radio collar in 2002 and became part of an unorthodox study aimed at reexamining commonly held beliefs about bear behavior. Institute researchers believe that if humans changed their behavior towards bears through better understanding, both bears and humans could live harmoniously. Would you like to hear more? I'd really rather take a phone call, but if you'd like to hear more, I'll continue. Now the experiment could come to an end on July 31st, the culmination of a long-running quarrel between state officials and the Institute's leader, Lynn Rogers, over the familiar admonition, "Please don't feed the bears." Mr. Rogers and his team feed test subjects yogurt-covered raisins, marshmallow. Oh, Mr. Rogers. I guess it is Lynn, one of those. Okay. Mr. Rogers and his team feed test subjects yogurt-covered raisins, marshmallows, and other foods like nuts and dried fruit to gain their trust, an act that upsets the State Department of Natural Resources and some nearby residents in this town of 3,500 who fear bears in their backyards. Black bears are omnivores, though they typically prefer nuts, succulent greens, fruits, and insects. This is poorly written. Anyway, our research is the world's window into what black bears are actually like, said Rogers. There are only so much you can learn by putting dots on a map and tracking tranquilized bears. Tensions boiled over in June when the state didn't renew Mr. Rogers' research permit, citing public safety concerns and Mr. Rogers' lack of recent peer-reviewed publications in established scientific journals, which is the department's generally accepted method of showcasing research on its way to becoming established fact in the scientific community. If Mr. Rogers can provide examples of research, I am all ears, said Lou Cornicelli, the department's wildlife I don't know what he is. That part of the thing got cut out. But anyway, state officials have sent several letters to Mr. Rogers in recent years outlining their concerns with research and the purpose of his permit, which allocates how many bears can be collared. Commissioner Tom Landwehr wrote of hand-feeding bears by field study participants in a letter dated November 17, 2011. This simply has to stop. It is extraordinarily irresponsible to foster this type of interaction, both for the humans and for the bears. Communications grew strained as more bear incidents were reported. Between 2009 through July 2013, wildlife staff have lobbed 58 bear complaints in the area of Mr. Rogers' research. The state agency believes the incidents involved habituated bears due to their behavior, but acknowledges that it is difficult to document because the bears aren't always collared. The state says Mr. Rogers' activities have created at least 50 bears that have lost their fear of humans because of his work. Isn't that the point, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't what they're trying to do? The researchers dispute that number and counter that there are only 18 bears alive today used as study subjects. Mr. Rogers is 74 years old and has devoted most of his life to the study of bears. After retiring from the U.S. Forest Service, the Ecology and Behavioral Biology PhD has used a state research permit since 1999 to track bears with radio collars. He services while the bears feast on treats. There's more. But we have a call. Thank God. Melody, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing great. No bears in Dunduck, are there?
No.
Down
here, but my cats keep them away.
Oh, well, that's good. I've seen that. I've seen that video.
Anyway, I wanted to call this morning. I have a good tip for your listeners about how to keep flies and mosquitoes away.
Good.
I went to a picnic recently at Merritt Park, and there was tons of food sitting out. And what the people did that threw the party, they took sandwich bags, baggies, and they had about an inch of water in them and two pennies in the water, and they hung them from the poles. And I swear, Alan, there was not one fly or mosquito all day. It sounds odd, but it worked.
So you take a sandwich bag.
Right, a baggie. And they were closed. It had an inch of water and two pennies in the water, and they hung them from the poles under the pavilion. And it worked. I couldn't believe it.
So you take and put pennies in a sealed baggie of water and hang them up.
Yep, that's exactly what they did. It worked.
Okay. All right. If it worked there, I'm good with that.
Okay, you have a good day.
That it? That's the tip of the day?
That's the tip of the day.
All right, Melody. Appreciate that.
All right, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. We'll try that. Just a little bit left of this article, and then we'll continue on. Mr. Rogers, this is the guy that hands feeds bears. Search from his research that black bears prefer their natural food to human food and won't pose a safety threat to humans if humans and black bears can learn how to trust each other. He also found that female black bears aren't known to get aggressive to defend their cubs, unlike grizzlies. Mr. Rogers, I can tell you from one night in the bear stand that you're full of baloney. Seriously. The Institute also has local officials on its side. Earlier this month, Ely City Council voted unanimously to approve a resolution asking the state to reinstate the permit. Ely's mayor, Ross Peterson, said he's been in talks with the county commissioners, the state, and Mr. Rogers to find a compromise. Mr. Rogers plans to meet with Governor Mark Dayton on Monday to appeal the state's decision. And here's the kicker. Not everyone is happy with the Institute's approach. Barb Soderberg, a 63-year-old retired U.S. Forest Service official who lives down the street from the Institute and who knew of Mr. Rogers through work, says her family has seen an increase in bear incidents since buying their house 30 years ago. I just kept thinking about what will happen to one of my grandkids running outside with an ice cream cone, she said. Conventional wisdom about human interaction with black bears generally calls for extreme caution, with a recommendation to move away from the bear. According to the Institute's website, black bears are responsible for the deaths of 61 people in North America since 1900. Chuck in Ellicott City. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm all right. Talking about bears.
Yeah, well, that's why I called. I think I've heard enough about bears.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and especially nut jobs like this.
Yeah.
The pecans weren't the only nuts in the story.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you just got to get down to bear necessities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, went fishing yesterday.
Had yep.
a good day. Went out of Sandy Point and surprised when I got there, the number of cars and all that was there. It was for a Friday, and during the week, it was pretty crowded.
Yeah, well, there's lots of fish out there.
Yeah, oh, it was. We went out, got our spot, kind of the pressure was on because our pastor had to wanted to go, and,
yeah,
you know, he hasn't been, and then a couple friends are there. So, you know, you tell them how great fishing is and everything, and, you know, the pressure's on. You gotta provide some fish for them to really believe you.
Well, how was it?
It was great. We got our spot and launched the boat about 6, got our spot, headed down to Gum Thickets. We
yep.
had heard good reports down there.
Yep.
Hit the tail end of the outgoing tide, so didn't do too much. We hit slack tide, so
yeah.
We're just marking them all over the place.
Yeah, well, you got to wait that out, I guess.
Yeah, half the fleet was there.
I'm sure.
Charter boats and everything.
I'm sure.
Picked a spot.
Yep.
Got to watch, I think it was the Dolly D or something, pull fish left and right.
Yeah.
Nobody else was catching them, but I think he was chunking, you know, throwing good bits of chunk over. And then they finally left, waited the tide out, and around 11 o'clock, it was like somebody turned the switch on. I kept telling them, I said, you just got to wait. They're looking at all the fish on the depth finder.
Yep.
Know, just got to wait them out. And
yep.
Went through over and over and over again with them down. You know, when one of them hits, you got to count to 5.
Right.
Let him get that fish turned in his mouth.
And, yep.
You know, finally did that. 11 o'clock, turned the switch on. We ended up with our limit. And
sure.
About an hour, but I think they lost half of, we would have caught another 10 more. But, they get excited when that fish hits and starts to run.
Oh, yeah. They tend to yank the fish right out of its mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
So. All right, Chuck, I'm hearing some reports here and there. Are you seeing any fish with any kind of myco on them?
Every once in a while, you know, not as much as I hear people talking about and all. All the fish we caught yesterday were, you know, good and healthy.
I want to know, you know, how this is being propagated. Now we've had our bay temperatures are in the 80s, or at least
yeah,
they were.
Actually, 78 yesterday.
Okay, well, very cool. But yeah. you got low dissolved oxygen. You got high algae bloom. You got fish swimming in a bathtub, basically.
Right.
And this bacteria that is endemic in the population will show up occasionally. But what you're telling me is most of the fish are nice and fat and healthy.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And
we were at the week before that at the Bay Bridge. Just hit it. My son likes jigging, light tackle jigging. So we went out and hit the tide perfect. And we were catching, we caught at least 10 or more over 28, 29 inches.
Nice fish.
3 over 33 inches. We
nice.
Had about 4 breakoffs, and it was all the smaller fish you could want around the Bay Bridge. It was 80, I think we were marking 82, 83 degree water
yeah.
temperature.
Yeah.
Why are those fish up here if it's dirty water and 83 degrees?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
They could be down Virginia Beach or anywhere else. So the bait's up here.
Bait's here. That's right.
Bait, so.
Yep. There's fish. As a seafood dealer in, where was it? Cambridge told me the other day, the bay is full of fish.
Yeah.
He told me 1 pound netter caught 41,000 pounds of hardhead in one set.
Yeah, yeah.
41,000 pounds of hardhead. That's a lot of hardhead. So.
Yep, yep.
But he said they got to eat something. There's no crabs.
Well, wonder why.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So.
You know, they ate all the crabs. So, I mean, they're still out. A friend of mine was out crabbing. He did okay.
There's some crabs, but, some people, there's no crabs. Other people, there's some crabs. I mean, it's just hit and miss on the crabs right now, unfortunately.
And that's why they're not, you know, you can look at depth finders full of rockfish.
Yep.
For hours.
Yep.
And they're not going to hit because they got plenty of food. They're not really hungry till all of a sudden that dinner bell rings and it's like, well, I guess we better get our, you know, coat and tie on and go out and get something.
Exactly right.
Next hour
yep.
And a half.
Yep. All right.
But it was a good day. The only problem is when I went to start the boat up after having the live well running, the electronics running, everything else, hit the key and just heard this.
That's why we have a sponsor, Battery Warehouse.
Well, I'll be visiting them this week.
There you go.
Definitely visiting them.
Well, you tell them you heard about them on the Outdoors and Radio Show. They'll love to hear that.
I will definitely do that.
Good man. Appreciate it, Chuck. Thanks. Have a great day, buddy.
You do the same.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. There he goes. Clyde Sports Shop. I was there yesterday. They're busy. The gun case is starting to get filled up again with handguns. People still buying them, not to the extent that they were earlier on, but people are still trying to buy them, get them in, you know, before the law kicks in October. We're still 10 to 12 weeks delayed on a 10 to 14 day process. Yeah, you heard me. 10 to 12 weeks is your delay from the Maryland State Police on your background checks, a process that used to take 7 to 10 days. Understaffed, overworked, and this is my opinion only, slow walking the process. You never know. But anyway, Clyde's has a fair amount of firearms. They're stocked up with Browning firearms for the hunting season, the new muzzleloaders from Thompson Center. They've got the Kotobo crossbows, the compound bows and crossbows from Parker, and the Quest bows as well. So you name it, they've got it at Clyde Sport Shop. And for fall fishing, they've still got plenty of bait, lots of tackle, rod and reel repair, scope mounting, gunsmithing. They're a full-service sporting goods store, just as busy as they can be. And, personal services, the Quest there. 410-242-6108 is Clyde's number. You can stop by and see him at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit Number 9. And tell him you heard about him right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. We have nothing but good things to say about Bill and Clyde Blamberg and the staff there at Clyde Sports Shop. So, website, clydesports.com, fishing hotline, 247-3474, 247-FISH.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedline.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor-related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships. There's archery shoots, sponsored by Cabela's, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction, and more. Win a 2013 Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for info.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea.
Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Yourself?
I'm not bad.
Hey, great. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is good. I'm doing good. I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm hanging in here on my night shift again.
Yeah, I hear you.
Enjoying the show, and I got a little excited to listen to the previous caller talking about his experience down there at Sandy Point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was in a boat, it appears.
Yes, indeed.
I myself had a nice experience up at Havre de Grace yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, well, it involved, I didn't catch anything for the hour and 50 minutes I was out there before a very huge and dangerous thunder and lightning and rainstorm occurred, but it was pretty beautiful nonetheless.
Yep.
One of the public piers up there. And but I didn't get too much bite. I threw a few things in there, a couple of green worms. That's the only bait the dude had left at the shop there.
Right.
I got a couple of nibbles, and I saw some what appeared to be rockfish jumping out of the water not too far from the piers.
Sure.
But it was a beautiful experience, and I enjoyed some nice restaurant up at Northeast Maryland, another beautiful little town to visit.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed the fact that there's no parking meters.
Yes, indeed. Now, I'm not sure what little restaurant you went into, but I know we have several up there that are advertisers in Maryland Loves Crab, so you might want to check that out.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure to mention it or not, but it was a very, very nice experience. And I was introduced to the $8 to cross the Route 40.
Yeah, isn't that a bear? Jeez.
The ability to turn back around, or I really don't think I saw a sign, but it was raining heavily and I wasn't concentrating.
Right,
well.
Right, yep.
But,
$8. For what?
What's that?
For what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I hate that.
Wondering if you had
you gas is right now like $3.70 a gallon, and then you drive along. Of course, I've got the Easy Pass, and you know you don't even know it because you just drive through, and then you get your credit card statement and go, holy shit, how many times did that thing reload? You know,
that's so. How it works. Yeah, the lady told me to get go ahead and get an Easy Pass, but yeah, I guess you still get hit hard.
Well, you do, but you know. It's not quite as painful because it shows up on your credit card, you know, and you don't have to stop and pay the toll. You just drive through the Easy Pass lane. I'll tell you what, I got one in late 2008 after a trip to Maine that it's like
$30 worth of tolls going to, from here to Maine through New York and all the way up, you know, 95 and everything else. And you got to stop and pay the toll every time. Well, that got to be annoying to me after a while. So I got an easy pass and I've made two trips to Maine since, and it hasn't even bothered me. It hasn't even occurred to me that there's any tolls on there. Of course, you get back and then, you know, there's $30 on your credit card, but.
Yeah.
It is certainly easy and convenient, and that's one good thing that that is one thing that works well, believe it or not, in a bureaucracy is the Easy Pass system.
So. I think I'll try one of those for sure, because I certainly find myself wanting to go back to Havre de Grace for a lot of things. It's such a beautiful little town,
yeah,
and northeast as well. But I don't know if anybody might call in about the fishing there. Like I said, there's a lot of grass in the water there.
Well, what I would recommend for you, Jeff, is to get some type of a surface bait. If you got a lot of grass, if you're fishing near grass, put yourself a frog of some kind on there, a weedless frog, and cast it out to the edges and try and see if you can snag a bass or two. And then on the other hand, there's plenty of catfish up there too. So, you know, your green worms might work okay, but you want to go with more of a cut bait for the catfish. So catch a couple bluegills and cut them up in chunks and toss them out there and see what happens.
Sounds good.
How you like that?
Yeah, I like that a lot. And I even went out a couple of weeks ago to Ocean City, and I tried my surf casting for the first time for about an hour and a half in the morning, and was able to pull out all the smallest spot and some sort of maybe some sea trouty looking thing around 7 inches long. But hey, it was pretty exciting to pull life out of the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
Never figured any fish would really want to go after. And I was using the fish bites, just a little.
Yep.
Piece of that. It's amazing how I caught a fish in an ocean that big. I didn't think it would be possible.
Yep. Indeed. Well, it is quite an experience. I know that Laura, our social media director, and her family were down in Ocean City last week, and her 5-year-old was fishing off the pier right there outside the house where they were staying, and he actually yanked a legal flounder up, which was pretty cool. Fish over 16 inches. So,
wow.
Yeah, right off the pier there, huh?
Are you aware of the, I don't know, the rumor, but a story I heard, there was a 200-pound catfish caught somewhere locally or regionally?
No. That was in Slovakia.
Oh, yeah, that's not local. That's
no, it was 8-foot catfish. I don't know if it was a Wells or what kind it was, but it was a big old exotic catfish that, I mean, native to the region, but yeah, so.
I guess I wasn't going to find them in Havre de Grace.
No, you weren't. No, nope. But you might find a flathead up there. So
sounds good. Well,
or a channel cat. All right, Jeff. Good luck to you.
Well,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Time to tell you about the fishing challenge. Hey, if you do catch a citation-sized fish or a crab, you know what? Now through Labor Day, you certify your catch, you're in the fishing challenge. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the coast to qualify. It's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's underway, rolling right along till Labor Day. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. And Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish swimming in Chesapeake Bay. With all the rockfish out there, surely, I know we've caught at least 15. I don't know how many have been this year's, how many are last year's, but I don't know if they're imposters or Diamond Jim, but if you catch Diamond Jim here in the month of August, you know what? $25,000. $25,000. The imposters are worth $500 each. So catch that rockfish with a green tag. Call that number on the tag. Don't yank the tag out of the fish. Keep the tag and the fish intact and call that number. You might just have won $25,000. So stop by your local fishing citation center. Check the fishing rule book. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
The bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, is coming to Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland for one appearance only on Monday, August 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. Along with Michael Waddell will be Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt on the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector bus tour. Don't miss this one and only August 12th appearance of Michael Waddell at Autumn Sky Outfitters, Harford County's largest archery, crossbow, waterfowl, kayak pro shop at 3404 Conowingo Road. That's Route 1 in Street. Call 410-836-3660 for more information. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Not enough time to take another call. Of course, there comes the music, so we hope you enjoyed this hour of the radio show. And we have more for you coming up next hour. We hope that you'll be able to join us and join us with your phone calls. We'll see what comes up. So now it's time for me, if you have to leave us, to say to you, get out, stay out, stay safe. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the